When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We'll fast forward a little bit towards transfers, because it's international break now, so what else are we going to talk about? interesting one last night, actually. It's a name that's been circulating for quite some time now, it feels, with Liverpool. Joshua Kimmich, our mate Florian Plettenberg. So we named Liverpool among the five clubs that were interested in Kimmich, and amongst the tweets was the fact that Bayern were prepared to sell him and he himself was not ruling out a move. I mean, in terms of profile, in terms of what he's about, he ticks some boxes, I think it's fair to say, the clubs there mentioned. What do you make of this? You see it, you know, possible, and I know it's very difficult because we haven't got a manager for all intents and purposes next summer, so I'm aware of how difficult it is. But in terms of what we know about FSG, we don't know about Michael Edwards being back in situ, of course. Do you think this is a go at all?
Look, my, I don't doubt Florian Plettenberg and his info or anything like that, but my, well, It wouldn't be my opinion on the on whether it's true or not. My opinion on just whether Liverpool should do it would the alarm would be flashing a very loud rate. 29 years old, from Bayern Munich. Mm-hmm. I just think it feels like it would be a very risky signing from Liverpool's point of view. You know, he's a brilliant player. He's been a brilliant player for many, many years. He's got obviously a little bit of versatility in terms of right back and midfield, makes him interesting. But really, I look at that and think, what are Liverpool going to give a 4 or 5 year contract to a Joshua Kimmich? You know, plus a transfer fee. They did it with Thiago, and they're, you know, in the process now, he could pass him on the way in if he was to sign as Thiago's on his way out. It doesn't feel like an ideal Liverpool should be getting involved in personally. It would represent a little bit of a change in there, and also, you know, they've got a lot of midfielders. Liverpool, they've got Conor Bradley emerging at right back. They've got Trent, obviously, still there to be fed back in at some point in the next few weeks. It doesn't feel like, well, he fixes a huge problem. You know, he's obviously a quality player and he adds quality to the squad, but I don't really know what he solves in there, unless it's, you know, you're completely changing the sort of the profile of where you're going to play football. I would be steering clear if I was Liverpool, but we'll see what comes of it. And I mean, look, five clubs you name there, they're not small clubs that Liverpool would be competing with theoretically anyway. It looks like he's going to have at the very least a pick of, well, six if you include Bayern. He's going to have his pick of some good options there, isn't he?
Yeah, the calibre's there, but the calibre players there, as you mentioned as well. I tend to agree with you in terms of it doesn't feel very Liverpool-esque, and I also agree on the point about where does he fit necessarily. And again, when you've got a high quality operator like him, you kind of find a place for him to fit, don't you? But Liverpool have done this type of deal. You mentioned Thiago there. We haven't necessarily steered clear of it altogether. When we see an opportunity, it's like a gift horse in the mouth type of opportunity. Someone like that was available for 25 million to pluck a figure.
Yeah. But does Thiago change that mindset? Because obviously
you've been burnt a little.
You've had great moments from Thiago, but you've also had more frustration, haven't you, than delight with Thiago. You know, it's great in theory. Yeah, you get a world class player, but we've seen Manchester United do it with Bastian Schweinsteiger. Manchester United done it with many players. You know, you look at Casemiro even to a degree where it's like, well, do you end up with a player who used to be a great player who's on a lot of money and he's got a 3-year contract or a 4-year contract. You know, it can become
a burden,
yeah, as much as it can be a spectacular. I think from my sort of very basic kind of approach to this kind of story would just be, I wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
I would be looking, you know, and if you were going to do it, I would have probably been trying to force it last summer when Liverpool really, it felt like Liverpool needed a Joshua Kimmich type sign, and this summer doesn't feel like they do.
No, I tend to agree. Like I say, the midfield rebuild's been wholly successful, and we've still got like Stefan Bajetic who will come on.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even mention him yet, of course. You've still got Endo, who's only a year or 18 months older than Kimmich. You've got McAllister, who's getting better and better. You've still got, obviously, Curtis Elliott, Gavenberch, Soboslai. There's a plenty. Bobby Clark's looks like he's coming through. So there's a lot of midfield quality there, and I am a big fan of Conor Bradley coming through at right back. I think he could be one of those that we see him just become part of the first team furniture.
No, I agree with that, absolutely. Moving on then, transfer-wise, clubs of football inside this time, Liverpool and Tottenham are keen on a potential deal for Fulham defender Tosin Adebayo this summer. Interesting part amongst this, of course, is defender 26 is available on a free transfer in June because he's about to come to an end at Craven Cottage. We've seen him quite a bit up close and personal this season. Obviously, played Fulham a lot, it feels like. I've been really impressed, and I think, as I mentioned there, free transfer. And also, I want to ask you this in a moment, but if Liverpool are going to do some business this summer, which you'd imagine we would, centre-back does feel like an area we might be doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I like him. I like a few Fulham players, to be fair. You know, I watched Robinson on Saturday against Spurs, and he's always involved in the game, Anthony Robinson, isn't he? I think if you were looking at left-backs in the future, could he come in through? I don't know about now, but I like Adebayo. He's obviously quick. He's big size on him, but he can play. You can see him. He's got a little bit of sort of quality about him. A little bit of Joel Matip, and that would be the sort of what I would be looking at for the summer. You know, Joel Matip is, even if he got a new contract, he's still not available to play, I don't think, until probably September earliest. You probably do need one. It doesn't take much for Liverpool to become stretched in the centre-back area. At this moment in time, they've got Kwanzaa and they've got Gomez, but Gomez has been playing everywhere but centre-back, really. So I think maybe there would be a need for an extra centre-back, be it one promoted or one signed. And if it was a free transfer with Premier League experience to the likes of Adebayo, I've seen, obviously, there was another link with Lloyd Kelly, wasn't there, I think, from Bournemouth, and that would make some sense given who's coming in as sporting director, Liverpool's previous interest in him, and the fact that he's played sort of almost every, he's a bit of a Gomez kind of character, isn't he? He's played everywhere across the back. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if that was an area Liverpool were looking at for a centre-back. I think, and also, probably Kwanzaa's development this season has maybe changed the age profile. Do you need a 21, 20-year-old centre-back? Actually, you've got one there. Can you maybe afford to go and get one who's a little bit more advanced, that maybe a little less high profile, who doesn't expect to play every week but is good enough to play when called upon? I think that might be an area to do. I think it's a very interesting... I mean, we've got the question underneath that you've put on the agenda, which says, where do you see us looking with Michael Edwards, Richard Hughes in? I'm interested to see, because it sort of feels like a lot of people can, you could almost gather 10 people around and they could all make a case for a different area, and you'd say, yeah, I can see that. I could see maybe Robertson's success here. Yeah, maybe you need a backup goalkeeper. Yeah, I would think another four. I think you can make a lot of cases for it, but I don't think there's one where you go, that needs sorting. That needs sorting. I think it's all a little bit fine-tuning at the moment, and it might depend. Well, I'm guessing it'll be influenced by who the manager is and what type of football you're looking to play. But I think it's a lot better situation than we had going into last summer when it was clear that surgery was needed, wasn't it? In certainly in one area and maybe in two.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if you had to sort of nail close to the mast then on that, you just mentioned it there, in terms of the department we need to look at, would it be centre-back? If we could only do one piece of business, would that be where you were doing it?
No, I say the same every summer. Probably having last summer, I'd always buy another forward.
Okay,
I would always add to your forward ranks. I always just think if you've got six forwards, you'll always find the right combination. Liverpool have got five really good options there. Obviously, some young players who've emerged. And look, I would love nothing more for the sixth forward to be Jadon Dans next season, or Ben Doak, or whoever. But I would always be looking and saying, can we get another real top forward? And I just think maybe the one area that Liverpool are lacking in the forward area is just searing pace. Okay. And it's just that ability to really sort of stretch the game. I'm not saying Adama Traore style, but that kind of game-changing pace off the bench. Jeremy Doku, that kind of sort of player where you go, well, even if it's 20 minutes, we can throw someone on and he'll just run and run and run at someone. I think that would be my first idea. But yeah, I don't expect Liverpool to just do one thing in the summer. Maybe not. But I'd always look at the forward. And that's even before you maybe consider there might be some questions over other players leaving with Saudi interest. And, you know, even you might, I don't personally think it, but there might be some people who think there's some harsh decisions that maybe need to be had with Gakpo, with Diaz, with Jota, given the injuries that he's had. There might be some questions there. I don't personally think so. I would just add to the stable of forwards if I could.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.